Now, you've got a lot of experience in with inventing. Tell me a little bit about the Angel Light Machine. How did you think about it in this dream? And then how did you begin to find the pieces to put it together?
Well, like all my innovations, the recent one that the public's used to is the Limbic System, Light Infantry Magnetic Blast Cushions, as seen on Discovery Channel for soldiers fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan that aren't protected with their Hummers. And the past ones, fire pace and stuff like that, I basically see it in my mind. It usually comes, basically, you go to bed, you dream, I see it, and then I'm just able to build it. No blueprints, no schematics, you just know how to do it, and, you know, I've never failed before. Everything I see in my mind, it works. And Angel Light, I had heard the dream about three times in a row, which is rare in and of itself to have the exact same dream, the exact same sequences. And I basically knew what it looked like. I knew what it did, to see through walls. It's all this other stuff that seems to be gaining the attention. And then a year and a half took me to put it all together. And bang, out comes this ray of light that allows an individual to see through objects in real time space. But more than that, it picks up stealth technology. It has the ability to knock out anything that is electronic. And worst of all, of course, is the Hyde effect. If basically you touch the beam, you're pretty well dead. I'm suffering from the effects today. I mean, to a point where I'm not a very healthy person. I've got hair loss, and I'm down 18 pounds. And
you're kidding me.
Yeah, well, I've never invented anything other than things that, you know, benefit people. Fire pace for fire protection, the limbic system, ballistic protection, and all these other things. And I've never had a Hyde effect. This was basically by accident. When I first opened up the wall, when I first had it on, I've got 2-foot cement walls in my laboratory. The one leads out into the back garage. And when I turned Angel Light on and the wall opened up, see, that's what people don't understand. It's not like thermal imaging. It's not like almost like an x-ray. I don't read it off a machine. You simply turn the light on. Think of taking a flashlight, putting it on a brick wall, and wherever that light is, the wall basically disappears.
All right, so in theory, could you walk right through that wall?
Well, that's what the mind thinks. And I've given 6 or 7 demonstrations, and I stopped after the second demonstration. Your mind is fooled into thinking that there's a hole in a wall, so I have literally reached for the hole and then smash my knuckles on the wall.
Okay, so the solid wall is still there.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
Okay.
I mean, I brought it out in the front yard, and I had my brother here, and he said, well, Troy, in your front yard, it says so right there that there's water mains underneath there and gas. There's all kinds of stuff, like all the infrastructure of the city basically is underneath your front yard, like everybody else. You've got gas mains and stuff like that. He said, you know, point it down there, see what it does, if it'll actually see through Earth. Well, of course, it opened up the yard, and as big as your aperture is on the front end, you can adjust it to, I can get basically about a 3-foot square circle, like around in diameter, and it opened it up to the point where it's like somebody took all the earth out of the ground in that radius, and it's just a hollow pit, and my brother almost like went to step, figuring you could actually step into the hole, and of course
right.
You can, it's the ground.
How bizarre that must look. Now, there's a picture of you, by the way, that we have on our website that we've got with this machine. This thing looks like it must be 10, 20, 30 feet long. How big is it?
Yeah, it's 14 feet long, weighs a quarter ton. It's quite a big apparatus. What had happened with the side effect is when it had seen through the wall, I was so excited, and not being a true scientist, I didn't look at it the right way, and I thought, geez, I wonder if I stuck my hand in front of the light, if I could see through my hand. Well, only because you could actually see the actual blood vessels and stuff like that was so out of the ordinary that it actually scared me, and I pulled my hand back, and that was only for about 3 seconds. Now, there was no swelling, there was no burning, there was nothing, so I thought, oh, well, that's pretty cool. Well, an hour later, I lost the use of that hand for a year.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I still don't even wear my wedding ring. I can't even get it on. It's devastating. And that's when it led me to talk to my associates and that at MIT, and I said, you know, what's going on? I mean, you know, and they were talking about the nerve damage and stuff like this. And so what they said is every time you take it apart to try to get rid of the Hyde effect, when you turn it back on, just get simply a fish aquarium. Fill it with goldfish. And if they're dying, if they're gone, then you still haven't got rid of the Hyde effect. Well, 30 goldfish die in about 3/4/100 of a second as soon as you put the light on. That's how fast it is.
Oh, my gosh.
So whenever I turn the light on, still, this is my last attempt. If I can't basically get rid of the hide effect, then it'll be my decision whether I want to sell it to France or not. But the paradox is...
Because there are some countries interested in this, aren't there?
Oh, no doubt. No, absolutely. Saudi Arabia, I'm in talks with them, and France and that, but it would go to France before it would go anywhere.
What about us? I mean, is our government interested in it?
That's the problem. I mean, when you take a look at Limbic, when you take a look at Firefaced, I mean, my brother's a soldier, and I did an eight-month campaign. I have literally 2 feet of faxes that I've sent out to every politician in America, from Rumsfeld to Powell to Cheney to the president to the Clintons to Kerry. Everybody got an invitation to come see the Limbic, a live demonstration. I held it here in North Bay, Ontario, for the world.
And that means light infantry, military,
magnetic blast cushions. And
that's
we
right.
brought in 25-year Vietnam Marine sharpshooter veterans. We were shooting every bullet known to man, bullets that the UN won't even allow in war because they're so dangerous, right up to elephant guns. We brought in RPGs. We brought in everything. Discovery Channel was there. It aired on Discovery Channel.
Yes, I remember that.
And I bombarded the America, as I've always done, to get it out there to the troops. And the only two people to actually respond, I mean, to actually dignify a response, and I thank them for that, was President Clinton and Prince Charles. Other than that, nobody called. Even up to last month, nobody even cared. I always go to America first. You can't blame Canada. We don't have enough money to buy bullets for our soldiers. So, I mean, basically, the hell with Canada.
All right. Well, this...
But this is getting attention.
The travesty is,
why is it getting the attention? Limbic's a military...
It's a weapon, too, isn't it?
Well, see, there's the problem. Now here is an innovation that has national defense properties. I mean, it could basically take a small country like an Argentina, and if you had it, make it a superpower. So now here's where the interest is. And it's not from seeing through walls. People don't understand. France is not interested in the fact that it can see through walls and pick up stealth technology. France is interested in... It has the ability to knock out anything that basically is electronic. I'm talking, that's why I'm building the booster for them. They want to be able to...
What about the range? How far does this
work?
Well,
I can hit 70,000 feet right now. I can take planes out at 70,000 feet. They want the booster on it to see if they can take satellites out of space. It'll take out anything electronic. Think of warfare today. Everything is electronics. Tanks, planes, everything. Well... Whether it's a stealth fighter or whether it's a tank, an intercontinental ballistic missile, it doesn't matter. If it runs on electronics and passes through the light, it's rendered inoperable.
You let me ask you something. You're not the one who's been aiming at pilots. No, God, no.
The plane wouldn't have been in the air. I mean, this isn't a little thing like a red light. If you aim this, I mean, we brought in model decoys and that. I mean, we've done some pretty elaborate tests where it doesn't matter what it is. Well, when France came down, they had a box with them. It was the weirdest thing I ever seen. It was about a foot square, and it looked like it was mirrored, like mirrors. And I inquired. I mean, they're in my lab. I simply asked, what's that for? And they basically said, it's a curiosity. I said, okay, well, what would you like to do with it? They said, we'd like to turn a light on it and see if it has the properties that you say for basically taking things out. So I said to them, well, obviously there must be electronics inside of it. They said, what's inside here? It doesn't matter what light you have, you're not going to be able to, disrupt the electronics. And I said, well, I beg to differ there, buddy, but if you think that mirror's going to protect it, you're in a dream world, because the angel light goes right through mirrors. So, of course, we turned it on, and, of course, say goodbye to the electronics. Well, of course, they just about went nuts after that.